Our first public hearing is subdivision 2010-5, Kathleen Davis.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 2.05 acres into two lots located southwest of Murphy Circle within Fenwick Island Estates and being 725 feet north of Route 54. Gentlemen, I would just ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, this application was not reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee since it's located within an existing subdivision. The applicants submitted proof that 56% of the property owners have consented to the subdivision, which equated to 14 out of 25 owners agreeing. And this application is similar to one that the commission approved on May 28th of 2009, which was subdivision 2007-34. And that's all I have, unless you would have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, sir, I assume you're here to represent this application.
Yes, my name is Greg Hook with Simpler Surveying.
Okay. Are you a registered surveyor?
I'm a registered surveyor.
Are you testifying as an expert this evening, as a registered surveyor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your surveyor, state surveyor's number is?
Number 711.
Wow, 711. All right.
Got lucky.
Okay. We hereby dub thee an expert. Go ahead.
We're just here to submit a subdivision of lot partitioning of 2.11 acres, basically into two individual parcels of 1 acre apiece, with individual internal access from Murphy Circle. No other request.
Okay, sir. That's fine. Let's see if anybody has any questions for you, just in case, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hook, you heard what Mr. Lank read. He indicated that you've got 56% or more of the property owners of Fenwick Island Estates have consented to this subdivision. Do you concur with what the director said about the application as to
yes,
be
sir.
True? Yes. As an engineer and also a resident in the area, do you see this proposed subdivision inside there creating any adverse traffic conditions?
Yes, sir.
And it will, what would you think that it would be insofar as any effect on nearby property values?
None whatsoever.
Thank you, Mr. Hook. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What size would you estimate the other lots are in the subdivision?
In the individual lots, they are, per the record plat, they're approximately 2 acres in size. The one to the west is 2.01. The one to the southwest is 2.01. The one to the due south is 2.05. When you meander down towards Route 54, they get a little bit smaller. And there was an individual lot that was subdivided, I believe parcel 241 into two different parcels, and then parcel 242 is 1.47 acres.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. I don't have any questions either, so if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2010-5, Kathleen Davis? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2010-5? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.